Namaste, everyone. Welcome to the Charvak podcast. This is Kushal Mehra. So today's podcast is about a case that has been going on for quite a while. So if you are a listener or a viewer of the Charvak podcast, you must have heard about the Cisco Cast case, SB 403. We've had representatives from the Hindu American Foundation coming on this podcast. We've had the representatives from the Coalition of Hindus of North America coming on this podcast and talking about it. And everybody used to talk about this one person. This one person who is Sundar Iyer. And then finally last year when I was in the United Kingdom over a nice dinner, actually dinner bahut acha tha. Waise khana acha khaya tha humne. So I met Sundar finally. And at that time, Sundar had told me ki Kushal main India aane wala hu. And when we come, we'll sit over here. So Sundar is here and yehi hai wo papi mitro. So Sundar, welcome and thanks for coming, buddy. So kya haal hai?
Good. First of all, Kushal, thank you for having me. And you know, for everything you do, I think, ये एक चीज आई ऑलवेज होल्ड एक्सट्रीमली इम्पॉर्टेंट कि यू नो वी हैव द एबिलिटी टू टॉक बी ऑब्जेक्टिव प्रेजेंट डेटा एंड फैक्ट्स एंड आई अप्रिशिएट एवरीथिंग यू डू एंड फॉर द ऑडियंस सो थैंक्स फॉर हैविंग मी
सो जोक्स असाइड वी ओनली मेट वंस बिफोर दिस बट यू नो वी गॉट अलोंग वेल माय वाइफ वाज देयर यू नो एंड अनदर पर्सन वाज देयर हुम विल नॉट नेम फॉर ऑब्वियस रीजंस एंड एट दैट टाइम I had told you ki now you're not alone in this fight. I'm with you, come what may. And I meant it. But I think the first question I want to ask is, because I know we'll get into the facts of the thing and what's up, Kani. How are you?
No, thank you for asking that, Kushal. Look, first thing is, this has been a difficult journey, to put it bluntly. I grew up in Bombay and, you know, India teaches you a lot. And I've always prided myself on being strong and strong for others. To me, it was important to be there to help others across many things, whether it be school, university, companies, and so on. I had not figured out how painful such an experience would be where you are shamed for allegations and all over, from activists, academics, of course, the CRD, so on and so forth. I've gone through very tough times. I'm here at a much better point to be able to say, this journey is something bigger. It's not about me. It's about something bigger I want to do. And I'm in a much stronger and mentally strong state today.
Now, I have to say, because when we met last year, I think it was in the winters, right? We met October or November.
Correct. Fall. Yeah.
Yeah. And winter by Mumbai standard.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
But I think I met you then, I meet you now. You're much better now. I think you have more zeal and you have more clarity in that sense. At that time, you still had a little bit of what you say, "Sala, ye log ne to mere saath kar diya." And let's now get into that, "Ye log ne mere saath kar diya," because I don't think so. People realize they don't know much about you per se, right? They just know there was this Cisco Cast case, and there's this guy, and they went after this guy. What they didn't know was this guy was writing blogs on the internet, criticizing his society in pretty brutal way at times, which I'm actually very happy that you did, and. So let's talk about it. Like, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, because I don't think so a lot of people know you.
Sure. Yeah. Just I'll add some color to the word criticism and tell you exactly, in fact, what I wrote. But just backstory. Look, I grew up in India, and obviously my ancestors' parents are practice Hinduism. I am irreligious. What that means basically is I look at religion as everything else, like a book. There are some fantastic things in these books, and there are some not so great things.
Yeah.
Now, I have no right to judge a religion until and unless I actually do the hard work of reading, understanding, and figuring out what interpretations can be.
Yeah.
So actually, I don't go there at all. What I do is to try and understand the system and say, does this work for me or not? I'll tell you what I wrote about caste, and it's nothing. I have not even criticized. It's not like this, rabbit stance against a concept. In fact, the only thing I wrote was essentially against the birth-based caste system. And it's something, basically, it was part of a short story. And it was part of a very sort of feel good short story about, you know, the world getting better and all forms of discrimination and blah going away. And it basically said, you know, to paraphrase it, that the birth-based caste system would essentially go away. That's essentially all I said, because I don't believe in that.
Yeah. And the irony is that this entire ordeal, and now we'll get into the whole process, is why it's important for people to know where you come from is that, ladies and gentlemen, look at me when I say this. They did it to this guy. This guy is not religious. You religious people living outside India, imagine what they're going to do to you. इसके साथ उन्होंने ये हाल किया है, जो मानता भी नहीं है, जो गेम में प्लेयर ही नहीं है, वो तो बैटिंग भी नहीं कर रहा है उस क्रिकेट फील्ड पे, उन्होंने इसकी ठोक दी हो तो तुम्हारी क्या करेंगे वो सोचो. बेसिकली व्हाट दिस इज द इक्विवेलेंट ऑफ डूइंग व्हाट दे वुड डू टू मी, बिकॉज इवन आई एम नॉट इन द गेम. मैं भी वो गॉड गॉड वाली गेम नहीं खेलता हूं, मगर पॉइंट ये है कि अगर उनके लिए हम सब, वो है, उसकी एंसेस्ट्री हिंदू है, उसका सरनेम अय्यर है या मेहरा है, वो जनरल कैटेगरी एज पर इंडियन स्टैंडर्ड्स के उसमें आता है, ठोको. दैट्स बेसिकली द क्राइटेरिया, राइट?
करेक्ट. या एंड यू नो आई एम हैप्पी टू गिव द रीडर सम कॉन्टेक्स्ट अबाउट द केस एज टू व्हाट दे डिड एंड हाउ.
लेट्स गेट इनटू दैट नाउ.
राइट. Yeah. Here's a quick sort of 90-second summary, right? I've been a Silicon Valley entrepreneur for almost 20 years. This was sort of my fourth startup. And I hired a batchmate of mine from IIT Bombay. I'll continue calling him John Doe, even though he has lost his anonymity. I'll just call him John Doe.
Yeah, we'll stick to John Doe.
And John Doe doesn't get a position in the company, a promotion in the company. And so he claims caste discrimination. There were three claims made by the California Civil Rights Department, which took up the case.
Which we'll call CAD, right?
CRD.
CRD. Yeah,
Civil
CRD.
Rights Department. And those three claims are a claim of discrimination, mm-hmm. a claim of harassment, harassment being that I apparently did something personally bad to John Doe.
Yeah.
And by the way, harassment is a very severe charge, right? You have to call somebody the N-word.
Under American law.
Under American law. And saying that I harassed John Doe, I as well as another manager called Ramana Kampela was also named. And this claim of retaliation, which is basically a cause and effect claim. So if someone comes and says something to you, and apparently you, the manager, didn't like it and did something bad to that person after the first incident occurred, that would be retaliatory.
Yeah.
So there are three such broad claims in the case. Now, we'll go into some of the aspects of the case in a moment. But as part of this, for them to claim caste discrimination, they had to paint me as a casteist. And so what does the state do? They've hardly interviewed anybody. They had a 15-minute interview of me. One of the questions asked was what my religion was. And I told them I'm irreligious. You can read my blogs from 20 years back. They couldn't care less. They called me a Hindu and a Brahmin. And they define Brahmin as a Hindu religious identity, right? So there are about 100 egregious things that the state has done.
So they defined your religion for you.
That is correct.
Isn't that a breach of freedom of religion in
Absolutely.
The first place?
It is against
under American law?
Absolutely. It is against the First Amendment. The state doesn't have a right to assign you any religious practice, which is what they did. Now, what they did was not only an assigning, but it was a deliberate assigning, because they actually interviewed me, of all things. And I actually gave them, and I told them, go Google me, read up my blogs. I mean, I'm even public about my irreligion, right? That is just one amongst more than 100 pieces of data that the Civil Rights Department has done in terms of what can at best be called lying. And we wouldn't even have time to talk about all of these 100, and there's a lot more. But I'll just give you a few glimpses in our talk.
Take your time.
Of things they've done.
Yeah.
But so this is just sort of, you know, the tip of the iceberg, where, okay, they've now defined religion, a caste, to just create a foundation for the case, right? Now, let me peel the three claims and give you sort of a 1-minute summary. Yeah. There is a claim for discrimination.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And we said, so what's the claim for? John Doe didn't get the head of engineering position.
Yeah.
One of the positions in my group. We pointed out to the CRD that John Doe has never applied for the position. Let me repeat that. John Doe has never applied for the head of engineering position, a position that was open for 3.5 months. He and everyone in my group is aware of it. They claim discrimination for him not being awarded that. Now, There's a lot more detail to this, but just to put that basic facet down. Worse, we ask them, so what are you suing us for? They say, well, John Doe is a Dalit, self-identifying himself as a Dalit, and he didn't get the position because he was a Dalit, according to the state. We pointed out that the head of engineering position, the first person to whom it was awarded to, is also a Dalit. And let me peel this for your audience. I hired a senior of mine from IIT Bombay, brilliant man, extremely hardworking. I've co-founded companies with this man, an amazing friend of mine, with a work ethic that would put most people to shame. This man is a brilliant senior of mine who is also Dalit. In fact, we told the CRD that every leadership position in my group, every top leadership position, including my own position, the CEO position, were all either offered or accepted first by this senior Dalit candidate. Let me summarize. The state of California wants to sue me for Dalit discrimination for having awarded every top leadership position in my group to a different senior Dalit candidate.
I apologize because I'm going to ask this question with desi dimag. Matlab itna basic research nahi aati thi inko. Matlab they could not even do some basic research ki who... Listen, if you're digging up dirt on someone, right, Sundar?
Right.
So the first thing you're going to do is do a comprehensive due diligence. Okay, does this company have a habit of behaving like this in a pattern?
Right.
Like if they would have done a basic search, which, you know what this exposes? These people don't understand caste as a system either. Because apna system to kai cheezon mein, matlab main honestly bolu, matlab, हमको तो सरनेम से मालूम पड़ जाता है मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम्स अदर देन पटेल एंड अ फ्यू सरनेम्स व्हिच आर ओवरलैपिंग इन डिफरेंट क्राइटेरियाज बिकॉज पटेल एससी भी होते हैं और जनरल कैटेगरी भी होते हैं और ओबीसी भी होते हैं बट मोस्ट पटेल्स जैसे हम जानते हैं अमेरिका में 90% आर पाटीदार फॉर एग्जाम्पल राइट बट इफ दीज पीपल वुड हैव डन बेसिक रिसर्च व्हाई आई एम आस्किंग इज दैट हाउ पथेटिक इज दिस बिकॉज मेरा सबसे पहले मेरे दिमाग में आया कि भाई अगर मैं किसी के ऊपर केस कर रहा हूं तो मैं उसकी कंपनी के बाकी लोग देखता था ताकि आई हैव टू यू नो मेक माय केस स्ट्रॉंगर सो दे डिडंट डू एनीथिंग
कुशाल दिस इज एक्चुअली वर्स यू नो आई एम गोइंग टू टेल यू समथिंग मच वर्स दिस इज वे बियॉन्ड बेसिक रिसर्च रिमेंबर वी स्पेंट 2.5 years इन वर्किंग विद द सीआरडी बिफोर दे फाइल लॉसूट दे हैव दिस डेटा रिटन एंड गिवन टू देम इन रिटन फॉर्मेट दिस इज मच वर्स व्हाट वी आर सिटिंग ऑन आई हैव सेड दिस इन पब्लिक The scandal of the CRD will be worse than the Watergate scandal. And I've repeated this as many times as I need to, till someone wakes up to what's happening in California. What is happening with the Civil Rights Department in California is much worse than caste.
This is not about civil rights. I mean, so let's talk about this because I have to understand this. This is not about fighting for people's rights because I think tomorrow, if there was genuine casteism in America, I think the first two people who will stand up and join that rally against casteism or caste discrimination will be you and I.
Of course, yeah.
Maybe and most well-meaning against. Hindus there.
Absolutely, right. I mean, most rational people,
yeah.
Anybody with a logical brain and rational would stand up against any form of discrimination.
Yeah, but this is insane that, like, I can't wrap my head around it because if I want to sue someone,
right,
I would want to win that case because eventually it'll go in front of a judge, right?
Here is the rub, Kushal. This is what I realized. By the way, there are many such incidents that I'll narrate to you when I realized that we're sitting on the precipice of something much worse, right? I've only given you one amongst more than 100. And in fact, when all of this comes out in public, there'll be about 200 such facts that the CRD has mucked with. But here's what I realized. The CRD doesn't actually need to win a case.
What?
They don't. Because they just push for a case. They go into mediation. They will force you into a settlement. They'll force you into confidentiality. Even if you get into a case, they can settle. There are so many ways. In fact, the CRD is an armada of weapons to shut you down. In fact, I've learned almost a word salad, right? You know, it's like prosecutorial privilege, pending litigation, one-way confidentiality, mediation privilege, settlement privilege. I mean, there are so many words.
ये तो फिरौती racket लग रहा है अपने यहाँ वाले जैसा.
Al Capone, the Chicago mafia man, will be put to the shame by the CRD.
Because I'll give you an example. यार अपने यहाँ पे अगर फैक्ट्री लगाते हैं, you know, फैक्ट्री लगाया तो बाहर का गुंडा होता था, ए, मेरे आदमी को नौकरी दे.
Correct.
अरे भाऊ उसको काम नहीं आता. Yes. काम नहीं आता तो क्या हो गया?
Yeah.
इकड़चा मानुस आए.
Yes.
दिया. हाँ. तो अभी सेटलमेंट कर.
हाँ.
तो बोलते ठीक है, ये दो लोगों का पगार है, आधा पगार ऑफिशियली दे.
Yeah.
आदमी तुम्हारा.
Yeah.
मगर हमको इतना पैसा मिलेगा.
Correct.
So you're saying they basically do this.
It would be much worse, Kusha.
Oh my God.
It would be much worse. And they will do anything to buy your silence if they can. And there are many things I cannot even tell you on the podcast today, which will only happen when the Department of Justice wakes up and creates an investigation. Because I cannot tell you things that are under so-called confidentiality. But, I mean, I'll tell you enough public facts of the case that are insane.
It's ridiculous. But then, okay, so now we know that this person, John Doe, did not even apply for the position, and
right.
they still accused you. We also know that the people who were given the first preference for that position were actually self-identified Dalits, to
Correct.
Use their
yes.
epistemological framework.
Absolutely. And remember, this other senior person was given this position for his merit. Every position in my group went to people that I believe were the best person for the job at that time. And how do I know that this other senior candidate is Dalit? This guy is a friend of mine for 20 plus years. We've discussed social justice together and all sorts of beautiful topics that you would with any great friend. That's the only reason I happen to know his caste. But of course, the reason he gets those positions is because of his brilliance. Right? But the state hid that. Now, here's the rub. The state hid that information, hid that from the judge, from the courts, from the activists, from the press, and went out with all guns blazing, pushing a case of caste discrimination in California in June 2020. Kushal, I have kept my mouth shut for 7 years, waiting to see how much crap these guys can get away with. And I've just been sitting and documenting, nothing else. And I'm here to talk.
No, but this is interesting. How can you hide information? Wouldn't that be, kya bolte, perjury or kuch bolte usko?
What the state of California has done in my mind is actually worse than perjury. Perjury is the amongst the worst you can do within law. Remember, we have ethics and morality, which are way above law.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll get into that. But yeah, in fact, there are incidents. I'll give you specifics of the state's perjury. In fact, let me give you an example since you brought that up. Let's go away from the discrimination claim into the harassment claim to give you a sense of the insanity. Now, as I told you, harassment is a very serious crime.
Exactly.
Harassment is based on your personal behavior,
uh-huh.
right? So you got to do things that are personal to your employee outside work, right? Now, the CRD has a harassment charge against both me and Ramana. Let me just focus on Ramana, the other person who was named. Ramana, they claim, harassed John Doe. Why? Because Ramana asked John Doe to submit weekly status reports.
And
okay.
the problem
now, is... I'm not a theoretical physicist. I don't believe in the infinite universe theory, or I don't understand it. But I can't think of one infinite universe in which asking your employee to file status reports constitutes harassment. Now, here's the more beautiful part. Forget the obscenity of such a charge by the state. Right? I mean, imagine the chilling effect on any supervisor in California. How do you even function day to day when you can't tell an employee who is not working to file status reports? But forget that for a minute. We have this under penalty of perjury. The CRD knows, and John Doe has himself said, that Ramana's manager, Tom Etzel is a white gentleman, wonderful, one of the great guys in the valley. Tom Etzel is Ramana's boss. Because you have three levels. Tom Etzel, Ramana, John Doe. Tom Etzel calls John Doe, because he knows John Doe isn't working, and says, John Doe, there's a three-way meeting. He says, John Doe, thou shall file weekly status reports with Ramana in the room. It's Tom Etzel's orders. And John Doe has said that as much under penalty of perjury. But what does the state do? They assign blame to Ramana for following what was actually his boss's diktat.
So easily blame the brown guy.
Blame the brown guy. And for what? For the most benign and obvious normal day-to-day work.
Oh, this makes me so angry.
Yeah. Well, we haven't even started, Kusha. So if you would like to...
Now I'm seeing layers of racism in this also.
In fact, it is. And in fact, I never thought I would have to point out to racism. Look, I have an extremely thick skin to most things. I think most people who are actually racist are people who are actually not thinking logically. But this is insane. You have a state agency, fully aware. People paid in hundreds of thousands of dollars. These are attorneys. These are prosecutors bringing these charges. It's sad enough. Forget Don Metzl's involvement. It's sad enough to push such a charge, asking a person who's asking weekly status report. And here's the rub. None of these prosecutors have ever interviewed me or Ramana.
Wait, what?
Why would you want to interview? Because you would get to know more truths, right? Isn't that sad?
Is it like a 7th century or the Dark Ages religious court?
Probably worse, Kushal. If I had to go into the 300 things, 200 things they did, we'd be sitting for about, you know, a couple weeks.
No. Ek minute. ये कैसा है कि मतलब तू कमीना है अरे मैं नहीं हूं मैंने ये नहीं किया तुझसे कौन पूछ रहा है तू है ये तो वो रोडीज का वो घटिया शो है ना तू है तुझे पता नहीं है तू है अरे कहा मेरे को तो बोलने दो तू नहीं बोल सकता
यस यू आर कास्टिगेटेड टू पन द वर्ड बाय द स्टेट बिकॉज दे वांट यू टू बी गिल्टी इन फैक्ट इंटरेस्टिंगली एनफ मोस्ट ऑफ द दलित एक्टिविस्ट वांट अस टू बी गिल्टी इजंट दैट सैड If you wouldn't it be better for these activists, and I shouldn't call them Dalit activists, these are activists who claim to speak for the Dalit cause. The Dalits and the Dalit activists are fantastic people whose cause is being usurped by these people.
Yeah, I can assure everyone one thing. In fact, one of the biggest reasons I get a lot of hate mail is for my stance on Jati Varna. I mean, never hidden it. Wanted annihilation. I once got an email from someone who accused me. I took it as a badge of honor. They said, Kushal, you are Ambedkar and Savarkar on steroids. I was like, thank you. It's an honor to be Ambedkar and Savarkar on steroids. I mean, what a deadly combination. Thank you very much. I was like, ye tu mujhe gaali de raha hai. Main to isko badge of honor lunga. Magar when I hear these kinds of stories, my biggest fear is that genuine Dalits,
yes,
who are working in the United States of America,
yes,
or in the Western world in general,
yeah,
unko bhi ye log phasa denge.
Yes, 100%. And in fact, Kushal, this is what has happened to every beautiful word. If you just to give you a sense, right? If you take the word feminism, if you take the word climate change, if you take the word environmental science, if you take many of these nuclear power, for example, many of these words which meant something have changed in 30 years because of the insane attack on these things, right? So what's happening with Dalit Americans is the way Dalit Americans are being portrayed. Let me give you one concrete example because I want to be absolutely objective here.
Yeah.
The state of California claims that they worked with this activist organization called Equality Labs.
Yeah, Equality right? Labs. Yeah.
Well known. You can look it up. They put up, you know, a bunch of surveys that are unscientific, blah, whatever. They can do whatever they want. And I keep saying, you know, Equality Labs, you can go win a Nobel Prize for all the whatever you do. But they use this survey and claim that 26% of all Dalits, which could be anywhere between 4 to 14 or 16,000 or whatever that number is, have been physically assaulted or raped by upper caste Indian Americans in America. That's 4 to 16,000 rapes, right?
And physical assaults. On what basis did they come up with this fact data?
Because they quote a web survey from Equality Labs. Now, there are zero police records. Zero. Now, what does this say about Dalit Americans? That you have thousands of Dalit Americans who have been physically assaulted or raped, and they don't have the balls to file a single police complaint?
And that's how bad the American justice system is?
Right. And that's what they are basically saying about Dalit Americans. That they don't even have the ability to stand up for their own rights in America, right? This is, by the way, so this is the state of California. And just to peel, because there's so many levels of the onion, maybe let me jump you to one level above the case.
No, the it's CRA, all yours. You go wherever you want to go.
Sure. Just jumping above the case itself for a moment, right? In the process of, you know, we've had multiple sort of court motions and stuff. Uh-huh. I want to give you a sense of what the CRD has called Indian Americans, upper caste Indian Americans. And this is not about Hindus. It could be Hindus, Sikhs, Muslim Americans, whatever. The state of California says upper caste Indian Americans are dominant, quote, hostile, quote, inherently violent. These are all quotes. Privileged. Carry their casteist biases with them from India to America. think of themselves as biologically superior. Life is a living hell working under an Indian manager. They blame upper caste Indians of dual loyalty. They claim that casteism has increased in America because of Narendra Modi's election in India.
Narendra Modi is an OBC.
All sorts of claims. Now, I look at these are xenophobic claims made by, ladies and gentlemen, made by a civil rights agency. And every word
which
I just
must be full of white people.
No, it's not. And it doesn't matter. You know, I really don't care what ethnicity they are. They could be full of Kenyans for all I care. I just want logical, good, hardworking, rational Kenyans, right? It doesn't matter what their ethnicity is in CRD. I just look at this organization and say, what in, may I use the irreligious term, what in God's name are you thinking?
This is fascinating to me that, you know what this reminds me of? Because of, you know, I always say this time and again is, my perspective has improved because I'm kind of adha udhar now living my life, right? Yeah. So I'll be back in America now in May again. And when I met different communities over there, you know, this reminds me of what they do to the Jewish Americans also.
Absolutely.
Jab apne dual loyalty wala point bola na,
yes.
They do exactly the same shit to the Jews.
100%. In fact, the whole script.
It's like cut, copy, paste Jewish attacks.
In fact, I've documented the, you know, if you look at the attacks on the Jewish Americans as well as the Indian Americans, it's very, very similar. I'll give you an example. The Jews killed Jesus. Okay. This is their claim. Fine. Whatever. How do you put that on the Hindus? The state works with Suraj Hegde. And Suraj Hegde is on record saying, the Brahmins tried to kill Buddha. He didn't provide the video evidence. The video from 1,000 years back was a little grainy. So he was unable to provide video evidence of the Brahmins trying to kill Buddha. These are the parallels that occur. We have many such parallels taking straight from anti-Semitism to anti-Hinduism. Direct parallels. For example, they've been working with all of these activists, you know, who are both anti-Israel and anti-India, openly. Now, these activists can do whatever they want, but the state of California working in cahoots with these activists and using their information and declarations in a court of law, right? Which are outright xenophobic, outright racist targeting, right? It's mind-boggling to say the least. I mean, Equality Lab's founder is on record calling upper caste Indians as the original Nazis, essentially. She's on record. And you know how many times they quote Equality Labs? In a 3-year period, in almost every court motion, this will be at least 8 or 10 court motions, Equality Labs is quoted. And they provide, forget the case for a minute. Let me give you one specific. There's a letter that they have provided saying 30 Dalit women have accused their Indian managers of casteism in California. Now, if this were true, let's go beat the shit out of these, you know, casteist managers. So just go find out and see what these people are. This letter contains no names. The Dalit women are anonymous, does not name any of their managers, has no witnesses, has no specifics, does not tell us what casteist comments were told to them, when it was told to them, kaise hua, kab hua, kaha hua, kyu hua, kisne kaha, kon bataya, nothing. Absolutely nothing. The judge throws this piece of evidence out, obviously. But imagine a state agency using that as evidence.
Yaar, ye to wahiyat log hai.
Yeah, isn't this a sad day for America? This is beyond Indian Americans. This is a sad day for the state of America, right?
This is, on this Yengde guy, I read his book, by the way.
Yeah.
Caste Matters, you know,
book. Okay.
I read the entire book. Okay, I get I'm very radical on the Jati Varna issue. I have never hidden it. I am radical on that issue. But if you want to do any honest analysis on Jati Varna, and I'm like no friend of this system, don't believe it's a British construct, believe it's very much an Indian construct. Very interesting. 2 points you've made about Yengde. First, I want to share something. I read his book. I was like, anybody who's doing an analysis on Jati Varna, forget caste, Jati Varna. Main to hamara desi naam bolta hun. And its upliftment and the fight against it, you cannot not have a discussion which mentions Arya Samaj, Savarkar, especially Savarkar. गूगल करना उसकी बुक, कीवर्ड सर्च में अभी दिखा सकता हूँ तेरे को, तो शॉक हो जाएगा. सावरकर मेंशन नहीं है. बोला है यार कमाल आदमी है तू, कोई बेसिक भी पढ़ाई की होगी ना किसी ने, तो वो नहीं बोल सकता सावरकर ने इसके बारे में काम नहीं किया. द सेकंड इंटरेस्टिंग बिट, ही सेज दैट ब्राह्मिन्स ट्राइड टू किल बुद्धा. आई एम गोना से दिस विद फुल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. बाय द वे मेरी बुक में इसकी पूरी डिटेल आने वाली है, पढ़ना. ऑन द मैटर ऑफ कास्ट and scriptural sanction, Buddhism is as bad as Hinduism. And I am saying this with full responsibility on the record. Jisko challenge karna hai mere ko kar lo, main chapter verse unki kitab ka quote karke dunga.
Okay,
so for a guy like Suraj Yengde,
right,
to make it all about Hinduism, I want to say this again in my chapter in my book which is going to come out, and I'm not plugging my book. One of the reasons I wrote this book is because I wanted to bust all these things that caste is uniquely Hindu. Na bhaiya, birth-based caste is also uniquely Hindu nahi hai. Wo bhi Buddhism mein hai. Haan, but intermarriage ko oppose kiya gaya hai Buddhism mein. Inter-caste marriage ko. Aur ek-ek book ka, main unki core prime text ki baat kar raha hun. To ye aadmi kis hisab se ye sab baatein kar raha bhai?
Yeah, but you know, Kushal, you may be right. My point is, you know, he can say whatever he wants.
But this
right?
is lying.
It, yeah, it may be unfortunate. It could be lying. It could be blah. But here is my rub. I'm trying to be as objective on the state's behavior. Right. So here is what they do with Yengde. Just so you know, Yengde puts in a statement. I'll give you two examples. Yengde puts in a statement that is, Brahmin roommate allegedly physically assaulted him, and the Birmingham police did nothing about it because they didn't understand caste. Uski statement hai, under penalty of perjury, it's under declaration. I was physically assaulted, he says, and because the UK police didn't understand caste, they refused to take the case or whatever. Now, here's the problem with that statement. All physical assault is covered under UK law, right? So either the police in Birmingham needs to be slapped, or Yengde is not consistent with the truth. I'm not judging which of these is true. Let's go find out. But what does the state of California do? Throw in that as a claim. I'm just using one particular example. I want to be as logical and objective. I'll give you another example. The state of California uses all these claims on caste statistics from India. Okay. Actually, before that, let me give you some data from the US. They put down a declaration that 250 cases of caste-based assault or discrimination or sexual harassment has occurred in the tech sector alone since June of 2020, since the Cisco case came out. This is their claim, 250 such cases. Not one case we know about. There's not one lawsuit around it. There's not one police record they're willing to share. There's nothing that they want to share. There are all these claims, and the CRD is doing this. My concern is with a state agency that doesn't give a shit about the truth. That's a problem. I'll give you another example of the CRD along with Mr. Suraj Yengde, right? The CRD puts in Yengde's declaration about a bunch of, I think 10 Dalits being murdered every day in India or something. There's another claim that 2 Dalits are murdered every day in the year 2000. Let me take both those claims. 2 Dalits being murdered in the year 2000 is a crime rate of 0.45 per 100,000. Okay. Now, CRD blames everything on upper caste Indians for these murders. Now, the per capita crime rate across all Indians in the same year is 4.5 per 100,000. So according to their own, and they will not give per capita statistics. They just want to use absolute numbers and blow it up. And by the way, here's the sad part. The Indian NCRB, the Ministry of Home Affairs, has put out about 20 communiques on these caste statistics. Bunch of things. You do not use these statistics as necessarily caste crimes. We do not know the caste of the perpetrator necessarily. We classify caste crimes as every crime committed on a Dalit under these acts is considered as a upper caste on blah by default, even though we don't know. We don't know the veracity of these crimes. We don't know the severity of these crimes. If these crimes are found to be false, we don't remove them from the statistics, right? There is a whole bunch of disclaimers by the Ministry of Home Affairs saying, please do not misquote these statistics. Please do not. What does the CRD do? They don't give a flying shit. Okay, they simply don't care. They abuse each and every aspect to paint a picture. And they claim all of this is occurring because the upper castes are inherently hostile and violent to the Dalits in India.
So my answer to this accusation would be, again, people might find it controversial, but it's a fact again. And this was discussed in my podcast years ago. Again, nobody can question my credentials in this, is because this is the one platform that has given Dalit speakers the maximum number of footage in the entire Indian podcasting genre. You cannot ignore that fact. Is there violence against Dalits in India? Yes. I'll be the first one to attempt. There is directed violence against. But ek bahut inconvenient truth. Isme sab log gulati maar jaate hain. I am not giving any apology for general category caste people. There might be atrocities committed from them. I'm not denying that. But the highest amount of violence on our Dalit brothers and sisters in India is actually committed by OBCs.
Okay.
I mean, I know you don't live here, but sure, I'm sharing this. Sure. And this is just a fact of life.
Sure.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And आपको ये पसंद आए या ना आए, ये कड़वी सच्चाई है, ये इस देश की सच्चाई है. आप अगर इस देश की पॉलिटिक्स को स्टडी करोगे, और मैं आपको एग्जांपल देता हूँ, मोस्ट पीपल डोंट नो पंजाब, पीपल डोंट नो दैट पंजाब इज द वन स्टेट ऑफ इंडिया दैट हैज द हाईएस्ट कॉन्सेंट्रेशन ऑफ दलित्स कटिंग अक्रॉस स्टेट परसेंटेज. 33% ऑफ पंजाब इज दलित्स. दलित्स के ऊपर जो सबसे ज्यादा वायलेंस होती है, पंजाब में ब्राह्मण्स की पॉपुलेशन ना के बराबर है. जनरल कैटेगरी में बनिए होंगे वो थोड़े बहुत हैं, मगर पंजाब में बहुत बड़ी जट्टों की पॉपुलेशन है, जट सिख्स की. देयर वाज अ डिटेल्ड डॉक्यूमेंट्री डन बाय हिंदी मेन स्ट्रीम हिंदी पब्लिकेशन. यू कैन गो एंड चेक द स्टैटिस्टिक्स ऑफ पंजाब. हाईएस्ट वायलेंस अभी जट्स आपकी सो कॉल्ड हायरार्की ऑफ कास्ट में, लैंड ओनिंग कास्ट या ओबीसी कैटेगरी, उस टाइप ऑफ उसमें आएंगे. ठीक है, सबसे ज्यादा वायलेंस तो वहां दलितों के ऊपर होती है.
But you know, Kushal, you know, I would love to actually go. I've spent time reading some of the papers by, you know, very few set of good statisticians on caste crimes in India. Everything I have read till now tells me something very simple. We don't even collect the data on caste crimes properly.
We are a data-starved country.
There is all, you know, to make these claims that a particular set of castes are more violent on others. Of course, they blame it all on upper caste, which is even worse. But we don't even have the statistical data to collect. And as the Ministry of Home Affairs has said, there's a bunch of crap happening. In fact, pure allegations go into the database, right? And so the state of California is where my concern is. All sorts of crap occurs across the world. It's a sad, you know, world is not a perfect place. We know that.
But I want to, you know, let's spend some time unpacking this.
Right.
So the entire premise of this argument is that these, so this is the history of India. You know, the problem with half of these things is they're partially true. But the leaps of faith taken on the basis of that partial truth is where things go. Hits the roof. So the reality is India was a socialist hellhole. Let's face the facts. Why did a lot of general category Indians run away? It's because India was a socialist hellhole. And in the hierarchy of whether people like it or not, I don't reject the concept of privilege completely. I think privilege as a concept has some basing. And these are my views. You don't have to agree with me.
Sure, of course.
So, yes, some of the people who could actually afford the thing of like buying an airline ticket, which people don't realize Dalits in India did not have the privilege many years ago. Aap udhar gaye, which is one of the reasons that aap jab India ki population dekhte ho, to actually general category Indians to bahut kam hai. OBC, SC, ST is basically 70% of Hindus today, right? Which is classified as OBC, SC, ST. So, magar aap jab diaspora ko dekhte ho, to it's clearly 85 to 90% of the diaspora is general category by Indian definition. Theek hai? Wo hai. Kyunki these people, maybe through privilege and through whatever opportunities, they went there. But I understand that. But to then say, because they were something, you know what conclusions you're drawing is, every single general category Indian is a grade A casteist. That is the sweeping generalization number one.
Right.
Like I can find me another person who is anti-caste than me.
I always say this to people. Find me one person who hates this system more than anyone, than me. And I know enough people. And I know enough casters also. Matlab, mera to naam hi kharab hai. Main to sabse zyada wo bajata hun logon ki meri podcast pe jo jatiwadi hote hain. Naam leke bolne wala hun. Aadmi hun. Magar, आप एक ही अज्यूम कर दो, दूसरा चलो ठीक है, एक बार वो जनरल कैटेगरी वाले लोग यहां से वहां गए, जो भी है वो थोड़े उसमें होंगे कास्टिस, मैं डिनाई नहीं कर रहा हूं, पर यार उनका बच्चा उधर पैदा हो रहा है। आज 30% पॉपुलेशन ऑफ डायस्पोरा हिंदूज इज सेकेंड जनरेशन, पीपल लाइक माई वाइफ हु आर बॉर्न देयर, माई वाइफ डिड नॉट नो हर कास्ट, वो भी बोल देंगे तुम्हारी प्रिविलेज है, उसको कैसे वो प्रिविलेज है यार, शी तो वाज बोर्न अमंग्स वाइट पीपल इन अ स्मॉल टाउन, शी डिड नॉट नो एंड शी फाउंड आउट हर कास्ट ओनली व्हेन शी गॉट मैरिड टू मी एंड केम टू इंडिया, सो दिस इज अनफेयर ऑन यू गाइज, नाउ यू गाइज आर लिविंग देयर, हमारा जो सड़ियल सिस्टम है वो यहाँ का होगा ना, आप लोगों को क्यों उसमें डाला जा रहा है?
Yeah, Kushal, but I wanna go, you mentioned two different things, just for clarity. I believe privilege is a 50 to 100 dimensional beast, right? Based on human characteristics, looks, height, weight, wealth, social, blah, whatever. If people want to have the conversation about privilege, it's a very simple conversation. Go do the hard work and figure out privilege over 50 different dimensions. Look, you may have a extremely rich Dalit person. Compare that to, like, you know, unfortunately physically handicapped Brahmin boy who has more privilege. Let's be honest, right? Privilege is a multidimensional thing.
It's not an airtight system. I'm not saying it's airtight.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I always say Oprah Winfrey is way more privileged than a poor white man down south.
100%, right? And so so that's a much deeper conversation. But the concern I have is when you have a state agency that, of course, has been downright racist.
And this is freaking weaponizing.
Absolutely, 100%. And I want to focus back on the CRD, how they have weaponized, right? So there are claims against Indians in India, right? Upper caste Indians in India, with all the misquoting of statistics. Then there are claims about Indian immigrants carrying the caste system, right? With no data
whatsoever. The bag mein ki handbag mein?
Right. Huh. And then, of course, there are claims about upper caste Indians in America using Equality Lab survey, which is absolutely horrendous, right? And beyond all these physical assaults and blah, there are just anecdotal statements that are insane, like, anecdotal evidence shows that upper caste Indians spit, the word spit has been used on Dalit Americans simply because their caste has been known, right?
Huh?
Yeah, no information needed, some random press report from blah. This is all constitutes evidence for the state of California.
Ye to aisa jo aaya phek do kuch na kuch to stick karega.
Correct, to show.
Throw 5,000 shitty things, one will stick.
And here's the sad part, coming back to the case. So you made all these statements about, they made statements about my co-workers, all of these guys being upper caste, not true. John Doe was a lone Dalit, not true. The team was entirely Indian, not true. For God's sake, 20% of my team was non-Indian. Another 20% was Romanians that I had hired as an outsourced team. But, you know, to make this whole story about Indians only hiring Indians, blah, blah, blah. Now, let me repeat.
They accused you of that too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole team was upper caste Indians and, you know, the whole entirely Indian is the phrase that they've used. Now, here's the part. And then they say all of these people imported the caste system. Guess what? In a group where every leadership position was first given to a Dalit. But we shouldn't be saying that, because if you can hide it from the judge, hide it from the press, hide it from the activists, you could pull off a massacre and nobody might know about it.
This is the one word I think. This is immoral.
Yeah, it's.
I don't care about the legality part. This just bothers me to my core. It's immorality.
Let me give you another immoral claim, and this is when I realized. Remember, we had 2.5 years before the lawsuit. Something much more sinister is going on, and it had nothing to do with caste. There is a claim that John Doe was given low pay. Low pay. You know what the claim is based on? So John Doe. By the way, just for context for viewers, when I founded this company, this was my fourth startup, and I had given away 100% of my equity to my employees. That's 100%. John Doe is making more than $4+ million in compensation, right? This is all essentially public data. Okay, he's making millions in compensation. He claims he didn't get a $5,000 salary increase, on which this claim is based on. $5,000 ki salary, 5, 8, something of that order. That's what this claim is based on. Now, you don't even know the private data that is yet to come out on his claim. But just on that claim alone, and I'm the CEO, taking way less than this man, taking zero. This guy's making millions. And I thought somebody in the CRD would simply wake up and say, this doesn't pass the smell test. I have spent beseeching years with the CRD, our lawyer, saying, please do not do this. They don't give a shit. They provided him lawyers for his low pay claim. John Doe. I have nothing to say about John Doe, by the way. But you look at the CRD lawyers.
Isko to pawn bana diya hai logon ne.
I mean, this is the saddest thing, right?
Yeah, usko yeah. To basically puppet ke jaise ye log apni politics khel rahe hain.
You know, I won't even put subjective words, but here's what I want to say. You have John Doe, you have the state of California, you have Equality Labs, and you have Senator Wahab, the legislator who tried to pass.
Oh yeah, uske bare mein dekhte hain.
Which person is playing whom? I will let the objective data speak to it. But when this, the truth comes out in its layers, it is going to be one of the most sordid tales of America.
So good, you have given me the segue. Let's go into this SB 403. Sure. Wo hai na, Bill?
Yes, SB 403, which Senator Wahab bought. Yeah.
So, अच्छा ये मेरे को एक समझ में नहीं आता. So I had read the Seattle cast bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'll flip it around. We are in Mumbai. You're a Mumbai boy. I'm a Mumbai boy.
Huh.
ठीक है. By the way, he's also from Chembur. Originally,
yeah, spent a couple years.
Yes. So,
New Tilak Nagar.
Yes. So he used to stay very nearby from where I'm staying right now. But so BMC comes up with this resolution, mm-hmm. which is approved by the state government of Maharashtra. Okay, which says that these white people. अरे मैं खुला बोल रहा हूँ. You will understand what I'm going, where I'm going. These white people have racism inherently inbuilt in them.
Hmm.
These white people who come to India, who take up our jobs as commentators in the IPL,
yeah.
or do these YouTube shows covering cricket in India,
right. They
carry and bring their racism with them over here.
Yeah.
And these white people who specifically live in Canada,
yeah.
America, yeah. New Zealand, Australia, right. England, Germany, and all those Gora nations. Russia nahi. Wo garib Gora hai. Usko nahi karenge hum. If this bill is passed in Mumbai,
yeah.
and accepted by the government of Maharashtra,
correct.
Every well-meaning person across the globe,
yeah.
will be like, kya wahiyat log ho tum. But essentially, this is what SB 403 and the Seattle cast resolution were, right?
Yeah, and just to segue into that, see, both these resolutions are based on two prongs, okay? Just to get very objective. There's the data behind caste discrimination. Let's take Seattle. And then there is the constitutional aspect. I have looked at this closely, and in the information stinks. And let me tell you that. With Seattle, of course they know the data is fabricated and false. They've been using the same data that was pushed in the Cisco case, thrown out by the judge. But forget it being thrown out by a judge. Any rational person should know. If you assume tens of thousands of Dalits are being physically assaulted or raped, there is no semblance in court records with the survey that even says it is unscientific. So every person sitting in Seattle City Council, bar one, knows that this is falsified and fabricated data. It's terrible for a council.
Ye wo Shama Samant ne kiya tha na?
Sure. And you know, all power to her. Good for you. Go bring whatever you want. But you know in the heart of your heart, Ms. Samant, whether that data is true or not. You need to own up to that. I have nothing to say about you. Good luck, Ms. Savant. By the way, the situation is same in California. I've talked to legislatures. And here's what I did last year. I'm not here to play a political game. I've just asked legislators, can you ask critical questions? Can you do your ethical, I want to say this word, can you do your ethical fucking duty? Right? That's all. Just ask critical questions. Not one legislature in the Democratic Party, in the Progressive Whip, wanted to do that. That's a very sad day for America, including Ash Kaldra, the person who says he's a Hindu American. I've talked to Ash and said, I, as an irreligious American, am standing up for Hindu Americans. You are putting Hindu Americans on the bus.
Is Kaldra a casteist too? Then he should accept that. Na?
You know,
general
what?
Category. Wala hai.
I would let the public decide. Exactly. The public opinion needs to decide. Now, I don't know the political nuances of these folks, but we're in a very sad America when, you know, many of these legislators are obviously well people, right? They're good people. They want to be rational. You would assume, giving people the benefit of the doubt, they want to do the right thing, but they're not doing the right thing. Is it out of fear or is it out of malice? Most probably it's the former. You have a party whip that comes down hard. Your politics, you have, you know, whatever votes you need to win, all the crap about politics. But we're already in a very sad day of America where people can't ask an ethical question. Here, I'll give you more. I talked to a legislator in the Bay Area. I talked to his staff and I said, would your legislator be asking this question? The guy says, no. I said, you're putting Indian Americans under the bus when you claim them to have committed so many physical assaults and rapes. He literally laughs. I mean, he says, look, our standards for evidence are lower than the courts. His answer, not mine. He said, your standards of evidence are so low that you're going to put all these entire ethnicity under the bus. How different it is from what you did to the Japanese Americans in 1941.
Exactly what they're doing.
Whatsoever.
They put them in internment camps, right?
Right. So this is a moral issue. This is not about a caste. It's a moral issue. I only have told the Seattle Council the same thing. I said, let me not take a position on your caste bill. I'm not even asking you. I'm just asking you, have you done your ethical job? Knowing fully well that you've been fraudulent data. Let me go back to the CRD. The CRD knows. What did the CRD do? They've stayed silent in this whole thing, right? To get the caste bill passed. In fact, more than silent, they've platformed the Equality Labs. They know Equality Labs has caught red-handed using telling people to put the San Jose zip code when you're outside America. You know that the data has been polluted by foreign.
Wait, what? They
were caught red-handed asking people outside the United States claiming discrimination to use the San Jose zip code.
Yaar, kya fraud ye log hai, yaar?
And you know what? Again, I say, I have nothing to say about Equality Labs. Give the woman a Nobel Prize. But the CRD is, this is a national security issue. You're using fraudulent, corrupted foreign data to pass American laws, and the Civil Rights Department is actively platforming this. Good luck to you, Mr. Kevin Kish. I have nothing to say. In fact, do remember this. Every time I speak my mouth, I have more potential retaliation from the CRD. But I'm going to speak my mouth. I'm not Elon Musk, but I know I'm not a billionaire, but I'm going to stand up for the truth.
Okay. We've already, you know, crossed 50 minutes, and I want to take audience questions also, but I want to spend a good 10-15 minutes. Okay, humne problems discuss ki. I'm a solutions-driven person, and one of the biggest reasons I admired you was you were just like that. Even when we had our dinner, you're like, Kushal, dekh, jo mere saath ho gaya, wo ho gaya. And believe me, he said this to me. He's like, magar apne ko solution ke baare mein baat karni hai.
Yes.
How do we get out of this mess? Theek hai, meri life barbaad hui, shukar karo, meri hui, tum logon ki nahi hui, aage badho abhi. So let's talk solutions now. So Sundar, this could happen to diaspora Indians anywhere.
Yes.
India mein hum hamari battle against jati varna lad rahe hain. I mean, we have a OBC prime minister, we have a tribal representative as the president of India, you know, the SCST community. Is there casteism in India? Yes. We are fighting, we will come up through the right way, we will fight it in our country, and it is reducing on a daily basis. Endogamy numbers in India, you know, are reducing, intercaste marriage is increasing in India. It is happening, and in fact, I was talking to population geneticists that another 100 years, endogamy in India would pretty much be wiped out, which is a great achievement for us. And you know, we've done social, you know, we have done social reform, we have done political reform, and we've done all those things. But the diaspora, listen, especially why I say solutions from the diasporic perspective is because, like it or not, the Indian community has become successful now. And correct me if you think my reasoning is wrong. I think the ideological prism of the left has changed. It has become the oppressed and oppressor, as Sayyid Faisal Sayyid Al-Muttar calls it, the Oppression Olympics, or or Gad Saad in Canada calls it victimology poker. So unfortunately, Indians are not at the victimology table. Personally, I hate this ideology itself. So I don't want to be a victim in the first place. So I toh wo table hi reject karta hun. But having said that, now they needed someone to blame. So all the Asians, including Indians, I know in America it's very funny. Asians are the Chinese, and right. we are not Asian. Indians, I was yeah. like, "Why? Ek hi continent mein hai." But that, so basically, all kinds of Asians, including Indians, are white adjacent now, right? That sure. That's you. You guys are white adjacent. Even sure. if I when I live there for 5 months, I also become you know fair and lovely white adjacent. So sure. so all that fair and lovely Indians has finally worked. So they are going to blame the community en masse now. And this is going to create absurd sort of things. Like I was once emailed by a young college kid. So should I start identifying as a Dalit? I can change my surname in 15 days to 20 days in America.
Right.
Kushal Bhaiya, can you tell me Dalit surnames? I was like, yeah, pagal hai kya? I actually yelled at that person in the middle. I was like, ye kya hai? Bolta to bhaiya karu kya? If they do that to me in college, I will just change my surname.
Hmm.
And good luck to them. They will go on finding. And I think in the next 20 years, you will have a certain spike of Dalit surnames in America, whether you like it or not. But how do we solve this problem? Like, what is your mission now?
Yeah.
So how are you going to solve this now?
Right. So thank you for asking that, Kushal. Look, my journey... I have always been motivated by, you know, doing something interesting beyond ourselves, right? We all have short lives. We have only one life to live. 20 years where, you know, stardust, who knows? I believe, so what have I learned? I've learned that the biggest issue to social change and good things happening is disinformation. It is the defacing of the truth, right? And there's always extremes in the left and the extremes in the right. Bad things happen not when the extremes take an extreme viewpoint.
Mm.
It happens when the centrists are misinformed and denuded into a particular belief. Right. So my focus is on fighting disinformation. There are two ways to do that. Of course, there's the tactical way. I actually started a foundation last year called Essence. And I put a little bit of my personal money to focus on how do we help people. It could be literally helping people at a primary level, it could be helping journalists, who knows what, to report more of the truth. So that's one way to think about it. But I actually think using technology may be an even more better way. And I'm looking at ways to see if we can have more of a truth-seeking AI, for example, right? And it's been talked about before. This is not a novel concept. And you know what's interesting is if you look at tech, if you look at AI, for example, you can't solve for truth. Because remember, an AI is biased as much as biased as the authors are. But you can solve for falsifiability. You can show that something is built on bad arguments, falsifiable arguments. Something is built on logical contradictions and so on. If you can build, you know, what could be considered as a maximum truth-seeking AI, but you look, but really it's the reverse, which is a maximum falsifying smart agent, you might be able to solve disinformation in a better way. So I'm looking at ways. I mean, I've, you know, these
you're looking at a Popperian way of how science happens, right? Falsifiability.
Yeah, like imagine you read any article, you read a press report, you read, you see a YouTube video, you read a research paper,
uh-huh.
and you get a very quick summary of its falsifiability. In fact, my previous company, Candid, where all of this happened, I named it Candid because we were actually discovering mathematical truths about data centers, right? We had built a team to read configuration and routes and dynamic data from internet data centers and think and reason about its truth. And you know, you would catch human errors and many other things. So I'm truly trying to think and dedicate myself to seeing if we can do this in a broader way. How well can you falsify and catch falsifiable pieces of information? So that's a focus. That's a thought. I don't know whether I'll get there, but it definitely seems to be a life mission.
No, why I appreciate this at a very personal level is this. I was one of the first podcasters, at least in the non-left ecosystem in India, probably the first, I don't know, first or second. The biggest struggle I've had as a content creator, when remember jab hum mile the tabhi maine ye kaha tha tumhe ki I don't know how to be a rhetorician, because rhetoric is usually about falsehoods.
Hmm.
We live in this digital world where even right now, as we do the stream live, you know, only the extremes will attract attention on the live chat. The extreme could be somebody absolutely denying there is no discrimination in India, or right. somebody calling you and I a casteist for just having this discussion. Those right. are the extreme ends of the spectrum.
and the entire digital ecosystem basically works on extremes. Like right now,
right.
offline, when we go, I will show you a YouTube thing. This is what creators get. And I've said this in many ways to different governments also. I was like, YouTube is good. The research tab is evil. Trust me. There is something called the research tab. Basically, YouTube creators ko batata hai, ye cheez bikti hai.
Acha.
Aur main tujhe dikhaunga kya bikta hai.
Acha. Yeah, yeah. And it's
bullshit.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
And
it's polarization it's sells.
Polarization right. is selling. Right. Whether in America,
yeah.
whether in India, human being, yaar, human brain to wahi hai na, hunter gatherer se hum aaye hain.
Yes.
In such a scenario, the truth is becoming
yeah.
a novelty now.
Yeah.
Where if I say, XYZ happened, I condemn it. So I'll give you an example. You don't have to comment on it. I'm just using as an analogy because I don't want you to be involved in another shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No worries.
So there's this thing called love jihad.
Yes, right? Of course. Yeah.
Now, is it zero? No. Is it statistically significant? No.
Right.
Both are equally true. So how does one have a discussion on it? Because if I talk to someone, they will be like, hai na, ye kisne kiya?
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
Right.
Right.
वो बिक जाता है
हाँ.
उसको बहुत क्लिक्स आते हैं हाँ. मगर मैं बोलूं हाँ ये केस हुआ है मगर एट अ सोसाइटल रोल तुमको ये समझना चाहिए कि औरत की एजेंसी होती है औरत right. इतनी बेवकूफ नहीं होती है
right.
इतना है ऐसा है ऐसा yeah. है ऐसा yeah. है ऐसा है मल्टीपल वेरिएबल्स ऐड करने के बाद दैट्स माय आंसर एंड बस खत्म right. वो बिकता नहीं है सो द सेम प्रॉब्लम व्हाई आई एम डूइंग दिस इज आई एम ट्राइंग टू पुश बैक in a way where I want you to do it,
yeah.
but I want you to solve this problem because you will face this problem.
Yes.
And how does, because the truth is always nuanced.
Yes.
The truth, truth is always through a process of multiple variables.
Correct.
Like as much, I did not come on the conclusion of annihilate jati varna without research. I actually did my research and I realized ki ye problem ka solution yahi hai. इसको खत्म ही कर देना पड़ेगा ये सिस्टम को नहीं तो ये प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व ही नहीं होगी और खत्म करने का जब एम रखेंगे तो वो खत्म नहीं होगी मगर वो मिनिमाइज हो जाएगी दैट काइंड ऑफ अ थिंग आई नो आई एम अ रियलिस्ट बट यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द ट्रूथ एट अ जेनेरिक लेवल राइट वेयर बिकॉज टुडे आई एम लाइक टू एक्सपेक्ट पीपल हाँ यू रीड स्वराज्य देन यू रीड वायर देन यू रीड इंडियन एक्सप्रेस देन यू रीड प्रिंट अभी वो ठीक है मेरे जैसे कंटेंट क्रिएटर्स वो पढ़ लेंगे
करें
बट यार एक एवरेज आदमी को आप बोलो रोज बैठा रहे पांच घंटा पढ़ता रहे तो काम कभी करेगा
करेक्ट हाँ जी हाँ.
एंड दूसरा फिर आदमी वो गूगल का जेमिनी आता है और वही उसने मेरे को डरा दिया और अभी आई एम नोटिसिंग चैट जीपीटी गोइंग इन दैट डायरेक्शन टू दैट स्केयर्स मी इवन मोर बट देन अ टेक्निकल क्वेश्चन बिफोर वी टेक दिस इज देन हाउ विल यू सॉल्व दिस बायस इश्यू बिकॉज ह्यूमन बींग्स एट द एंड ऑफ द डे
Right.
We are all biased.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Both you and I are biased.
Yeah. And that's why I mentioned, see, you cannot lead people to the truth by focusing on the truth. Because remember, any AI or any arguments can themselves be biased. But the reverse problem is actually very logical. For example, imagine you talk about logical truths, right? You talk about logical. If someone says 1 + 1 = 3, you can falsify that by pointing to the Peano axioms in mathematics, fair right? Enough. You take a logical argument, if A implies B, right? And if A is true and someone says not of B, well, that's obviously falsifiable, right? So if you build up a level of truths, and then you have statistical truths, right? You can show, for example, someone makes a claim like this one, 26% of all Dalits are being physically assaulted or raped in America. You can point out to the statistics of it and saying that claim may still be true, but it appears to be falsifiable. So you have strong falsifiability to weak. But my point is you have to lead people to logical thinking. And you have to let them think for themselves. But hopefully we can make it as fast as possible and get them access to data quickly.
Right? Exactly. And especially in a country like India, where it is data starved. Like I'll give you another analogy, which I busted. When they started talking about communal violence rising in India, I must have shown this one chart on my podcast at least 100 times. Today, I'm not going to show it because even I'm bored of showing it.
Right.
So it is basically a collation of all communal violence related crimes reported in India
right.
from 1980 to 2022, I think.
Right.
And the entire chart is basically coming down and down and down.
Yeah.
And I'm saying very openly, like even under the Congress of 1980 and the Congress of today, even they could not manage the 1980 communal crimes.
Correct.
Right. Correct. And the BJP also, you know, kept on showing it.
Yeah.
So like, main 500 baar ye chilla chuka hu, fir bhi wo New York Times wahi likhta hai.
Of course. Yeah, because that's what sells. And, you know, it's one thing for, we're already in a world where polarization exists and people will write whatever they want. It's unfortunate. The best thing we can do with children is to teach them critical thinking very quickly, right? I mean, you take the New York Times as an example. By the way, I've talked to the New York Times. They will not publish anything about this case. I've talked to Politico. I've talked to several mainstream media newspapers. Now, I just want the next generation of Indian Americans to know, please go check up on your mainstream media and see if they are willing to speak the truth. Make your own minds about these, you know, media organizations, whether they're going to speak the truth. But anyway, coming back to the main topic, we've got to figure out a way to help people think critically. That is the bedrock of change.
You have my support, man. I can assure you, because it had come to a point where people told me, Kushal bhaiya, critical thinking ka course bana do aap. मैं बोला यार मैं बना दूं, मेरे पास सच में टाइम नहीं है कि मतलब बुक भी मैं लिखूं, पॉडकास्ट भी मैं ही करूं, सब कुछ मैं ही करूं, तो तुम लोग क्या करोगे? तो मैं बोल दिया 5-6 बुक्स पढ़ लो, उससे ही स्टार्ट कर लो. बुक भी कोई पढ़ता नहीं, बोलते नहीं आप कोर्स बना के दो. व्हाट आई हैव रियलाइज्ड, आई हैव मेट लाइक आई हैव मेट पीपल हु आर डैम गुड एट मैथ, दे डोंट हैव बेसिक फर्स्ट प्रिंसिपल्स, दे डोंट हैव क्रिटिकल थिंकिंग. मैंने बोला तू मैथ में कैसे अच्छा हो गया फिर? बट दे डोंट, दे हैव लाइक, I'm no math genius, but मेरे first principles बड़े clear हैं.
Yeah.
मेरे को अगर कोई बोल देगा तो मैं फटाक से उसको समझ लेता हूँ.
Right.
And it just like, I don't understand this, but anyways, I sincerely hope you find a solution for this, because even I have realized that I think there's a serious lack of critical thinking in the entire discourse.
Yeah. And it's one thing to get the populace to understand, and this is the second aspect where we need to just, there's the ascension and the prevention, right? The ascension is to get people to think more critically. The prevention is to prevent existing state actors from harming by abusing critical thinking, right? So you already have people in positions of power who are deliberately abusing critical thinking. In the CRD's case, this is deliberate and intentional. This is what is so shocking about these folks, is none of this comes from, by the way, the CRD claims to be so statistically competent. They even have some references to statistical information in the complaint. So this is not a state agency that is unaware. They're aware of what critical thinking is, but want to be malicious about it.
I think it's the epistemology, and people, until and unless they don't understand the epistemology from where it all comes from. Like, I remember one university saying rationality is white supremacism. My problems with it was, only, first of all, only white people can be rational. That was the underlying assumption. And B was that only they came up with this invention of rationality. I found it condescending at so many levels that I was like, what the hell, man? What are you guys doing? What is this rubbish? And it's the same epistemology, whether people like it or not, which is being applied on the case of Hindus and caste.
Sure.
And unfortunately, even we don't have to discuss that, but my criticism of the diaspora is, the defense of the diaspora against system, against this rubbish system, is also using the same epistemic framework.
Hmm.
It's the same shit regurgitated.
Yeah. But you look, people don't understand the nuances to a large extent. But here is the saddest thing I find. Actually, I don't take a hard stance one way or the other on a caste law itself. What I take a hard stance is the absolute fraudulence of the logical and data arguments that are being used. This is what bothers me. What bothers me more is an Ash Karla will not ask a critical question. Nobody in the judicial committee will ask a critical question on the data. That is a very sad day for America, right? For example, let me throw you a reality where upper caste Indians are physically assaulting and raping 26% of Dalit Americans. And imagine there was a law just to target upper caste Indians. I could be led into discussing whether such a law is needed on people of Indian. I could fathom that discussion if we were making such things.
If the facts were real.
Right. I mean, change is the most important thing. I'm open to change on almost any set of arguments, right? If you can make a logical argument. But this is terrible, what they're doing, right? And of course, the good news is caste is already covered. right? And the state of California knows that. We've had cases claiming caste discrimination for more than for decades. By the way, many asylum cases from India claim caste discrimination. Caste is already covered. You can, and in fact, the beauty of American law is you have all these broad-based norms, right? Race, ancestry, religion, national origin, nationality. You can sue for whatever have you. You already have all your rights, right? So this becomes a sort of political battle, and which is fine, but a political battle where you want to insinuate, you want to target, you want to be xenophobic about a set of people, and lie your way through data, which is a sadistic.
I honestly, in my opinion, feel the diaspora should sue them. They should sue these people. The great Bill Maher once said, civilized people don't beat each other up, they sue each other.
Right.
I believe the diaspora's, another criticism of the diaspora that I have always had is not just their apologia for caste. It's also the lack of litigiousness in the diaspora.
Right.
The diaspora is just not sufficiently litigious.
Right.
They should sue the pants out of every single one of these civil rights departments.
Yeah. I mean, let me take what you said, and you know, charity begins at home, as they say. I am on that path to do whatever it is necessary to bring the civil rights department to justice. And actually, I want to go beyond suing. I mean, suing, of course, is, you know, one of the aspects of American culture. And I want to go even beyond caste. Let me give you a few more factoids. The civil rights department has hidden the complaints from three women engineers on John Doe to make a claim about caste. They've hidden the complaint from a white engineer on John Doe. They've hidden the complaint from a Hispanic engineer on John Doe. They've hidden a complaint from Indian engineers on John Doe. They've hidden a complaint from an Asian engineer on John Doe. They've hidden 2 years plus of HR records, right? They've hidden, I mean, I myself have sent like 50 to 60 box folders of data. They've hidden complaints from each of his supervisors to pretend that this is a case of caste discrimination. Now, you are a plaintiff lawyer. You do whatever you want. That's a sad day. But you're a government agency. For God's sake, who stands up for women's rights in California? In fact, you're welcome to use this in your podcast and send it. If the Society of Women's Engineers is listening, if Grace Hopper is listening, go ahead, ask the governor of California, who stands up for civil rights of women engineers? Clearly not the CRD. Who stands up for civil rights for Hispanic engineers? Clearly not the CRD. How does the state agency get away with this? Forget suing them for a minute. Who in the Department of Justice? Who in the California governor's office? I've written to the governor's office. I've sent them a 100-point letter. And that's just a subset of all the crap that's going to come out. Of all the things that the CRD has done.
Have you made this letter public?
Not as yet. I'd be happy to do that in a very short term. Yeah.
Eventually, you should. And if you ever make it public, send me the public link. I'll add it to the description of this podcast too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
you
should make it public.
Yeah, and I'll be sending it to all the folks that matter. So I'm sure Hispanic Americans would like to ask that question. A young American should ask that question. The CRD hit complaints from an engineer who was 22 years old in John Doe's group saying he didn't want to work for John Doe. Now, these are complaints from other people. Complaints from other people. The state will not even interview them, for God's sake, right? It is that bad to make up a claim of caste discrimination. Is this legal? Is it legal for a civil rights agent to do that? That's not even the right question. You asked this question. Is it ethical? Is it moral? Clearly, this is immoral.
Right? Oh, this is... I've known about this case now for a while. I have followed this for a while. I have barely come across something as horrendous as what this thing that was done by the California Civil Rights Department. And this is beyond just harassment of you, which is terrible in itself. Nobody should go through what you have gone through. And this is harassment of a community.
Yeah. I want to give you one more factoid, Kushal, for your audience. If you like anger, I'm going to take you one more notch. The state of California has made a claim of isolation. They said John Doe was isolated. I'd like your whole worldwide audience to know what this claim means. John Doe, this is all under HR record. There's two people who've been given sort of this position in the group. So I break my engineering team into two parts. he refuses to work with Ramana Kampala, who heads the southbound team. Nahi kaam karna usse. Main nahi kaam karunga. You know, I'm Bhagwan, John Doe. Fine. I say, would you like to work with Raghavan, who's the other person managing the other team? He doesn't want to. It's this whole records, Raghavan, we're trying to get them to meet, talk, blah. He doesn't want to work into any of these two teams. So what do I do? I said, kya karna hai tujhe? Architect banna hai. Theek hai. You can be the individual contributor architect. You know, continue working with teams, but you don't want to work under anybody. Theek hai. Okay? 2 months later. And all of these guys are trying to work with John Doe. My technical program manager tries to work with John Doe. She gives up. He doesn't want to work with her. I ask John Doe, which group do you want to work in? He will not answer. This is all on written email record. I say, would you want to discuss your career? No, I don't respect you. Okay. John Doe, would you like this group or this group? Nahi karna. Won't respond. Okay, John Doe, will you take anybody to work with? Nahi karna. This is all under HR record. Now, here's the rub. When I decide to get on with life, I mean, this was so painful for me within Cisco. When I left, we got John Doe, a new manager, completely new history. He has no idea of John Doe's kartut, right? So, iske saath tu kaam kar le. Nahi karna. Okay? I have tried to have him work with any group as physically and humanely possible, taking all of his brickbats for years. The state of California has all of these records. Phir kya batate? John Doe was isolated. This is their claim. Okay? This is beyond perjury. This is beyond immoral. And I would like Mr. Kevin Kish and all of your CRD prosecutors, you are just welcome to own up to this. I am not going to be saying anything about you prosecutors. You all hold the government cudgel. You all can be as retaliatory as you possible. So, tum Bhagwan ho. Aapko main sakshat pranam karta hoon. Please deal with the truth yourself. And please look up the governor, Governor Newsom, because that's whom you work for. And tell him that you speak the truth. Inko, that much you should do to your governor.
Inko to sue karna chahiye. Kasam se bol raha hoon. All these people deserve to be sued. Their pants should be sued. Their shirts should be sued. I mean, inko to chhodna bhi nahi chahiye. आपने किसी को टॉर्चर और मैं बोल रहा हूँ ना ये तो अभी पूरी कम्युनिटी को टॉर्चर कर रहे हैं बेसिकली इनको इनको दिख लिया अरे यार ये इंडियंस के पास बहुत पैसा है चलो नया फिरौती रैकेट शुरू करते हैं अच्छा बकरा मिल गया सुंदर अय्यर में सुंदर अय्यर को हलाल करेंगे सुंदर अय्यर तो हलाल हो जाएगा उसके बाद में रोज जाएंगे हम लोग एक माफियो के जैसे माफियोसा बॉसेस बैठेंगे हम लोग दिस इज लेफ्ट विंग माफियोसास दिस इज ऑल इट इज आई मीन आई एम कॉलिंग इट
You know, Kushal, this is even an anathema to the woke movement. I mean, these guys are making a mockery of even the leftists and the woke movement.
तो हमारे ऐसे ही होते हैं ना हम जब कोई चीज को लेते हैं तो हम उसको तो फिर देसी लेवल पे तो ले ही आते हैं ना
Yeah, I mean, but that's what the state is doing. I mean, they look, and by the way, when the leftists and the wokes get to know about this truth,
they'll be like, "Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is going on?" Right? This is the sad part. And what is still mind-boggling to me is, someone doesn't wake up in the governor's office and say, ye unethical hai, mujhe investigate to karni chahiye.
Yeah.
Mere governor's office ko ye bataya hai, are pending litigation, tumko, you try to like, you know, it's called cock blocking, right? You want to get away from the shit stories and blah. But dude, this is the governor's office. These agencies work under you. Own up to it. Give the man, Kevin Kish, the right that he didn't give me. Give the man due process. In fact, forget due process. Give him laddu peda. Just ask him a few questions. Mm. And by the way, there is nothing pending about all of their one-way xenophobic racial targeting comments and all the crap and the statistical crap they threw at Indian Americans. There's nothing about pending litigation. These are their one-way comments. Jab aap khule aam bata rahe ho, dominant, hostile, oppressive, inherently violent, carrying their caste's attitudes, blah, 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 for a group where every position was first given to a Dalit. There is nothing. I'm just a bystander. Main sirf messenger hoon. Aur Governor Newsom, aap dekhiye, aapki agency kya kar rahi hai. Aapko kuch karna hai, kijiye. Because when this shit hits the fan, it's going to be worse. The Indian embassy should know the same thing. Mr. Narendra Modi needs to know the same thing. This is, forget Indian Americans for a minute. From an Indian perspective, India needs to know what the state of California calls the Indian immigrants and calls Indian citizens. By the way, Ramana Kampala is an Indian citizen, right? This is what the state is doing.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It is beyond disgusting because I know many things which we have discussed off the record and we can't say it on the record, but what the way they have done, like I urge all of you, now we'll take the questions that you guys have asked, but I urge all of you, go and read the Seattle caste legislation. It literally names the regions from where specific people come and bring their casteism. Isilia, I use the hypothetical of the Mumbai municipality targeting cricket commentators coming to India.
Actually, on that note, I want to add one quick thing. Look at the California legislature for Senator Wahab.
Okay? What was the
Waiti? Now, here's something I want to ask Senator Wahab. Senator Wahab says SB 403 does not assign caste. Okay? Hum caste assign nahi kar rahe. You can self-identify into whatever caste you have. I have a very simple question to ask Senator Wahab. Aapne Cisco case leke to kitab likh diya aapne. She pushed this all things Cisco case. She used allegations as fact. Is that ethical, Senator Wahab? I ask you in front of the whole internet. Is it ethical to use allegations fact? That's what you did. Worse, your own constituents have been assigned upper caste. Your own constituents. You threw them under the bus, right?
She refused to meet them.
Yeah, she refused to meet them. And she called my Cisco co-workers. And she stands up for the CRD. The CRD that put its own Cisco co-workers in upper caste. Forget Hindu Americans. I have a Sikh American in my group. The state calls him upper caste. Has the state interviewed him? No. And says what? You carried your casteist attitude with you from India to America. I would love legislator Jasmeet Bains to know that. She's a co-sponsor of the bill. Go ahead, look up your CRD and you guys duke it out.
Yeah, it's going to be a royal mess. So, okay, let's start taking questions. Does this have to do with agencies' finances? This entity doesn't create any goods, but consumes a good part of the budget. How does it foot the bills?
Yeah, so a quick answer to that. California passed a law in 2012, and it essentially, and a series of laws that gave the state the agency to file a lawsuit. They didn't have that ability before. And they get a certain amount of money from the common exchequer. I think it's called the common... there's a sort of corpus of money that when you win lawsuits, you get to borrow into that. So basically, the CRD has a conflict of interest because every time they settle and they make money, they get to grow themselves.
Okay. Somebody has asked your opinion. A hiring manager was bashing DEI to a YouTuber, but was saying he had Indians asking him about full name of Indians while hiring because they want to know the low, if they want to work with lower caste Indians. I want to know Sundar's opinions on such claims. I mean,
look, Silicon Valley by far, and you know, this goes back to nuance. People want to hire for merit. You don't have time, even if you were a caste to discriminate. Your ass is on fire, guys. You got to produce. You got to get shit done. And even when you get it to A+, your work means nothing because somebody else is doing A++ for your same product. Kicking your asses. I assume I can swear. But...
No, अरे बिंदास भाई. So ये ऐसी बातें हैं ना जिन्होंने कभी धंधा नहीं किया ना वही करते हैं क्योंकि जिसने धंधा किया है ना उसको मालूम होता है भाई पैसा लगा हुआ है कमाना है
को. And you know that's it. And of course this does get abused by people at every extreme. Right? Somebody may be abusing DEI and somebody may be. But look, understanding a person's last name is not a crime. The fact that you I mean, this is just normal conversation, right? I mean, the kinds of things the state puts out as potentially casteist, knowing last names. Vegetarianism is casteist, according to Equality Lab.
Veganism is not casteist, only vegetarianism.
I mean, knowing the ancestral origin of a person, patting somebody on their shoulder, now suddenly becomes checking for the Brahmin threat. This is nonsensical. You can't have normal life. You can't. Imagine.
I remember this one.
And look, this doesn't mean that it may not occur, right? If it does occur, show us the proof.
Which is why
we will stand together with you to slap somebody.
Which is why I use the love jihad example. Has an odd case of love jihad happened? Yes. अरे पूरे देश में नहीं हो रहा ना भाई. Similarly, किसी ने randomly check किया होगा ब्राह्मण के लिए thread का. मगर यार ब्राह्मण भी तो सारे thread नहीं पहनते.
That's right, exactly, and you know. The nuance matters, right? And taking potential extreme, and even if you want to take an extreme, show the proof, right? Exactly.
ये पागल लोग हैं यार. मैं तेरे को बोल रहा हूँ पागल. Okay, किसी ने पूछा ये तो social question हो गया. Is intercaste marriage the best way to abolish this discrimination? Yeah, I think it's one of the ways. It's not a one single point answer. If you ask me, I mean.
Look, I'm actually happy to wade into that. I actually believe humans. If caste goes away tomorrow, it'll be replaced by something else. Look, humans are not born equal. Humans are born equal is the biggest piece of lie ever told, right? Somebody is born to be a marathon runner and somebody is born to be, you know, maybe a software engineer, whatever that is. Humans are not born equal. There will, unfortunately, potentially always be biases. There will always be prejudices. They may be replaced by someone else, something else. Caste may be replaced by class, may be replaced by economics, may be replaced by eugenics, for all you know, given where technology is going. Fighting discrimination is important. There is no simple solution to getting rid of inequality.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think the best solution, and even Ambedkar was like, best capitalism karo, sabko paisa kamane do. See, urbanization today has been the greatest gift and capitalism for in Indian perspective. Let's say, you know, Iyer, technically you must be from Tamil Nadu, right? Mm-hmm. It's only because of capitalism, urbanization, and many other things that all of us, I mean, I'm ethnically Punjabi, Mehra,
right.
I'm here. You and I are not originally natives of this land, right?
Hmm.
I was in Punjab, you were in Tamil Nadu.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that way. Sure,
our
sure.
ancestors,
correct,
right?
Correct.
But we are here is because of the beauty of capitalism,
right.
Free markets. And today, I think I have more in common with you is because you're a Mumbaikar in that
right.
sense, right?
Right.
We have
yeah.
Like, correct. If you go to Chennai, you might find that person to be different than
that's
me.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
you'll be like, nee, main toh Mumbai wala hu.
Right.
You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So identities are fluid in that
yeah.
sense. And
right.
I think, you know, eventually people will marry interreligiously, intercaste, interrace.
Yeah.
And we just, yeah, and somewhere we'll have hierarchies. The key is what Sundar is trying to say is hierarchies have to be fluid, not rigid.
That's right. And, you know, you don't want birthplace hierarchy. Look, for let's take the one birthplace thing that we have. There are many things that are birth-based. Genetics is birth-based. You inherit a number of qualities, your height, your weight, your looks, and blah. Mm. These are all birth-based and they lead to hierarchies. We have a birth-based economic hierarchy. Right. If you are born to a billionaire, you become a billionaire. Right. This is not good necessarily for society. In fact, that's why you have, you know, some form of potential inheritance taxes and blah, blah, blah.
No, that, that's why we have reservations in India to help the SCST community.
Right. And, you know, and same thing, right? Any of these topics, whether it be reservation or blah, these are all deep topics. They're not meant to be just thrown. And it's, you can't throw away social justice in its entirety.
Yes.
You cannot say everything has to be 100% merit. You cannot say it has to be 0% merit.
Absolutely.
Right? There's a nuance. And unfortunately, demography is destiny in a democracy. Right. And so what happens today, and somebody asked me about, are you for or against affirmative action? The answer is, think about that problem. If you think about it objectively, figure out the right way to do it. What is the percentage? How will you plan to make it diminishing over time? How will you make it so that it's not just about one aspect of privilege, alleged privilege, it's about many, right? You will argue that most of privilege today is based on economics, right? A Kshatriya poor person is less privileged than a so-called Shudra who's rich, right? For example, or maybe they're equally or not. I mean, these are very, very nuanced and deep topics.
Yeah, but in that, right? you'll have to look at overall statistics of Kshatriya
right.
per capita income visa, Shudra per capita
right,
income,
right,
and Shudra
right.
per capita income will be low, which is why overall we'll have to give it to them. So those
yeah.
kinds of things will come.
Yeah, so, you know, everything is nuanced. You've got to come, and, you know, so it's not a binary, it's a continuum. It's always the same.
Yeah, yeah.
You pick up the continuum, you have hard discussions about it, and you figure out ways to end it eventually. Because and some things that don't end have a way to perpetuate themselves.
Yeah,
right.
That's the thing. Okay, why aren't the diaspora suing the living daylights out of these agencies? I think you guys can sue them for discrimination too. Why aren't you guys suing them?
Yeah, so remember, agencies, and this is part of the problem, government agencies have a lot of ways to, I'm going to say this, cock block you, but shut you down. I mean, they will claim every form of privilege. As I mentioned, there's one-way confidentiality, litigation privilege, prosecution privilege, settlement privilege, pending litigation, blah, blah, blah. There's a whole ballyhoo of things. And then, remember, to sue somebody, you have to show that they acted out of malice. And they will come up with 15,000 ways to pretend that it was not
so
malice.
It's not so easy.
But actually, it's beyond the lawsuit. This is what I say. If we have to go fight a lawsuit to sue these agencies, that's already a bad day in America. Somebody higher up has to wake up. The Department of Justice needs to wake up. Kamala Harris needs to wake up. Joe Biden needs to wake up, right? Because what is happening is unethical. You can't have a country that doesn't stand for truth.
In fact, I'll tell you the interesting thing. You called Kamala Harris. Now, notice she never talks about her Indian roots until and unless she had to make that dosa for fundraising. लेट्स बी क्लियर अदरवाइज शी इज प्रिविलेज्ड हाफ प्रिविलेज्ड है वो उसकी माँ ब्राह्मण थी मदर ब्राह्मण थी राइट मगर शी नेवर ब्रिंग्स दैट पार्ट आउट She always brings her African American card out because and she identifies as one. Why? Because she knows she can cash out that identity more. Otherwise, she if I see she is not a child of an African American man and woman. Then she's a proper victim in victimology poker.
Yeah. Look, Kushal, I'm not even going.
No, there, I'm playing by their rules, right?
Sure.
Main unki rule ke game
khel raha hu. I find the whole system with very little objectivity on privilege, right?
Opinion.
I mean, yeah, and anyway, it's a rotten game, the privilege game, right? To say the least.
Yeah, but, wo to hoti nahi hai. Magar yeah, I mean, if she was to use these brownie points, I think she gets cancelled. Because
yeah, potentially, yeah.
Yeah. So why do Hindu Americans, in spite of all of this, vote for the Democrats? And how do you wake up the diaspora? After these attacks.
Yeah. But one quick thing, I want to finish off the last question. The CRD is being sued right now. In fact, me and Ramana are suing the CRD along with the Hindu American Foundation, but it's for a very small set of things as yet.
How can people help you guys in that?
I think the best help is for people to wake up and take one aspect and say they will take that to completion. For example, write to your congressman, write to your senators. If you're women engineers listening to this, write to the Society of Women Engineers. Write to the governor and say this is unconscionable. Write to Kevin Kish and ask him. I mean, Kevin Kish will not answer any questions. But ask questions, but do something that is objective and pushes the needle beyond writing comments on the internet. We want people to peel the onion and take up one thing at a time.
Yeah, I think this is a very vital point. I'll just explain this, why you have said this. For my Indian listeners, I know 35% of you are outside India, but for the Indian ones, politics in America is very different from politics in India. And politics in India, when you want to scare your politician, you go to their office and start screaming and shouting and throwing chappals at them. That's just the good old Indian way, even today, right? You beat them, they beat you, and we live happily ever after. In America, it's a very different thing. You have to call your local municipal councillor or your senator or whatever, or someone in charge, and then they get very scared. So some communities in that sense are way more active than the Hindu community. And that's been a criticism again of the Hindu community in the United States of America and Canada. Both, they are learning the trade. So if you are someone in California, especially, and you listen to my podcast, and I think San Francisco is outside India is one of my top five cities now. Mm-hmm. The number one is Toronto. I think then it's New York, Chicago. Oh, number four. Yeah, I think, yeah. San Francisco. Yeah. Some one nice. City of California is like number four or five. So all you people who listen to this, start writing to your local representative about all these issues. As Sundar has said, that's how politics is done. And that's how social change is done. Yeah. Or make sure you make them like India and you can beat them up.
Yeah, but I do want to say one thing. Most important thing here is be ethical about it. Take the conversation to higher level. I've seen some of the politics. Look, politics can be ugly. People who want to do politics will do that. But I always say, ask, take it to an ethical level. Ask the governor, is this ethical? I mean, when I wrote to the governor, and I did, I asked the same question, just say, here is the data on which is being presented on caste discrimination claims, the violence and the blah. Is this true? You know, I will hold the governor on his ethics of a decision. I'm not telling the governor how to vote. And this is what we have to do. We have to ask these questions. Say, is it okay to hide the HR complaints from all of these engineers? Is it okay for a state? Hey, I don't know. I'm asking the question. I would like Mr. Biden to answer that question. And you want to take these conversations up the critical and logical chain of thinking. Take it as high as you want so that you shame people for their ethics and you award them, you know, bouquets. For standing up for ethics.
Joe Biden, usko to kuch yaad nahi rahega. I'm sorry to say that.
Look, we need allies across the front. In fact, for the leftists, for the wokists, for whatever. Remember, in the end, we will all fail if you don't stand up for the truth. I say this is an anathema even for the woke movement.
I know.
Right? So
these people are crazy. And before someone says, "Main literally मारने को नहीं बोल रहा हूँ भाई मतलब हमारे भाषा में मारना मतलब जाके हल्ला गुल्ला करना होता है कोई मेरे को नहीं तो literally ले लेगा." Okay, this is interesting. Could there be an ulterior motive to reduce the large Indian diaspora, which is now a significant part of C-level management? Is this the new racist version of trimming the fat?
you know, it's hard to speculate on what happens. But, you know, the perfect example is look at the Jews and look at the whites. In fact, look at the whites in America as a perfect example. You've got a large set of people who have built a fantastic country, an economic superpower, have done a lot of interesting things in the world. No ethnicity or people are perfect, but you've reduced a whole bunch of them to victims and apologists for themselves. It's terrible. Right? And so what we need to do is forge a sort of group of people from every ethnicity. They could be whites, they could be blacks, they could be Hispanics, they could be hardworking Asians, they could be whatever have you. Get people who are good, who are logical, who are rational, who stand up for hard work to come together. It's not about being a Democrat. It's not about being a Republican or a left or rightist. If the truth is not upheld, America will break down. I always say this. America is closer to social collapse than India by any means. Because in America, you have a situation where the truth, people are afraid to speak the truth in the largest, you know, so-called most powerful country on the planet.
Yeah, it's sad. So before we wrap up, Sundar, again, once again, I'll give you the opportunity to make your closing remarks. And so it's over to you because I wanted you to have the final word on the podcast.
You know, first of all, thank you, Kushal, for giving me this pedestal. Very happy for you and everything you've done to the community.
Thank you.
I also want to use this as an opportunity to say, don't believe me. Be as critical in your thinking of me. I'm out of the case. We filed a motion to sanction the Civil Rights Department, but Cisco is still being extorted. There is a website called castgate.org. That's castegate.org, put up by a bunch of, you know, potentially third-party folks. It's an anonymous website. But the most useful thing in that website is that it actually has the code documents. Read them for yourself and decide. And here is what I tell people. Focus on the one-way statements of the CRD for now, for simplicity, more than anything else, because that is an agency that speaks up and saying, these are my statements. And look at the xenophobia and the racism and the constitutional violations on your own. That's the easiest way to understand what the truth is and what isn't.
So how about this? I did not know about this website. What I will do is I will add the link to the website in the description itself.
Sure. Yeah.
So anybody who looks at the description, they can click on castgate.org and they can go and read the document. But Sundar, once again, I applaud your courage. I admire your courage and I wish you nothing but happiness. I know you've gone through a lot of trauma and I can understand. People don't get it. You know, for an irreligious person, to go through what you did, because you're like, yaar, main to tumhari team mein tha, tumne to meri thok di. You know, that's a very natural emotion that one person goes through, and you know, they did this to you. Oh, boy, I can only imagine what they're gonna do to actual poor believers. So once again, thank you very much for what you're doing, and I wish you all the best. And I hopefully, you know, next time when we meet, we can discuss this tool that you're talking about, because I think I would be more interested in building tools on critical thinking with you in the future. So thank you very much.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Vishal. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, we'll wrap it up. So once again, I just want to remind, I will leave a link to castgate.org in the description of the podcast. So whether you're watching this on YouTube or you're going to be listening to this on your preferred audio platform, go click and look up the entire material that is shared on that website. Also, if you want to support the Charvak podcast, listen, this podcast tries to have heterodox conversations, which nobody else wants to. My views on Jati Varna don't change. I want its annihilation. It's a third class, third rated, hopeless system that should be nuked 20 times. And I will never change my view. I'm not going to. And I'm going to one day write a book on why it should be annihilated whenever the time is. But for me to have these heterodox conversations where I don't know who gets pissed off at what moment, every day I find a new person to piss off. It only happens is because you guys join my membership program. So if you can, do join the membership program, whether on YouTube, on Patreon, or on Fanmo, or buy the merchandise through kushalmehra.com or Kadak Merch. If you can't do any of that, just like this video, subscribe to the channel, leave your comments in the comment section. And if you haven't, audio listener, just leave your rating in an audio platform. I will go on having these discussions without caring about who gets pissed off where. I don't give a shit about that. And I'll see you guys next time. Until then, namaste. Take care. Bye-bye.